And we continue our series on local entrepreneurship on this edition of Ozarks at Large. In a few minutes, how three business owners began their own shops in downtown Fayetteville at a relatively young age. First, though, a plan to help other people in Northwest Arkansas create, add to, or refine their businesses. Early next year, a co-working space called The Iceberg is scheduled to open. Monday afternoon, five people connected to the Northwest Arkansas Entrepreneurship Alliance poked around a large basement space in downtown Fayetteville. The lights aren't on yet and there's no furniture, but by February 1st, the members of the Entrepreneurship Alliance plan to have this room buzzing.
You can start to see that there's a number of different spaces that can start to define themselves.
Josh Clements is the president of the Alliance. He says the bottom floor of the Metro District building just off West and Dixon Streets will soon have everything a modern co-working space requires.
It's going to be a very contemporary office space, clean lines, clean colors, lots of collaboration space, conference rooms, lots of technology for people to share and to utilize.
The Iceberg will be a co-working space. People with different businesses can share resources, experience, and knowledge with one another. The concept has taken off in many cities for people otherwise working at home or for individual contractors or entrepreneurs. Iceberg members will be able to take advantage of a conference room and equipment that they can use to attract investors. Beyond the physical amenities, there are shared personal relationships available. Abby Kiefer is attracted to that possibility. She owns the design business Red Clay Home. She's been working out of her own house, and her two associates live in California.
There's no physical place that I can come to bounce ideas off of, and as great as technology is these days, and you can get a lot done with Skype, but there's something that happens in the informal, frequent contacts that can be so helpful. And so I think the space will offer a lot of those synergies. So if it's me sitting at a desk and happening to see somebody walk by and be like, hey, what do you think of this picture? And it's not, doesn't have to be a big formal structure. It doesn't have to be a, hey, can you get on Skype and talk for 30 minutes? It's a just walking by, hey, can I get some quick feedback on this? Or, hey, does anybody in the room happen to know somebody who does this?
Organizers say there will be a library of helpful texts for members on subjects like taxes. Space at the Iceberg can be procured on several levels. $10 for a day, $100 to use any 10 days of a month, or $175 monthly for 24/7 access. Sort of like a business gym. Use it as much as you can or need. The Iceberg is the natural progression of the Northwest Arkansas Entrepreneurship Alliance, a group that took form when now President Josh Clements was involved in the launch of an internet company, and he met future vice president of the Alliance, Mo Elliott, who was in the early phases of starting Fayetchill, a T-shirt and clothing line. Josh says though they had different kinds of businesses, they soon realized sharing what each of them knew was mutually beneficial. Josh says it made sense that attracting more entrepreneurs together would be exponentially beneficial.
And over the course of the 2 years that we've been doing this and having these meetups and meeting a lot of entrepreneurs and whatnot, we've started to see what was a very fragmented entrepreneur community start to mesh together and to grow together. And now through the organization, through the community that we've really built grassroots, we're able to now begin to make a place home where everybody can come to and gather, where we were meeting in coffee shops and restaurants and just online and talking. But now we have a place that we can come to and call home, and where people can come and they know that, hey, we can get help here. We got people that want to support us, help us with resources, and we know that we can always come here.
The Iceberg won't be a space for only startups, however. Organizers want to offer affordable space to people looking for different, flexible options. And business owners with space at the Iceberg will not be required to offer free advice or paid services to other members for no charge. But Alliance board member Jeanette Baliesa says if members want to take advantage of the face-to-face possibilities, they'll find out they're not alone in what can be an intimidating process. They'll not be alone literally nor figuratively.
I mean, that's part of the reason why the Alliance happened, is because once you start this, you're taking this huge risk, as you were saying, and you feel alone, you feel scared, you feel all these things. And in this environment, you'll be surrounded by all these other people who are facing the same obstacles that you are. And you can not only look to them for mentorship and for resource sharing, but also for encouragement and motivation.
Mark Toko, another board member of the Entrepreneurship Alliance and owner of Archetype Consulting, says having a few other people around who may be a few months or a couple of years ahead of you in the evolution of a business can be a valuable resource.
Sharing with people who have just recently done exactly what you're trying to do. Okay, there will also be the ability to secure services, all right, from companies like myself, all right, or who business coaching or that kind of thing, all right, should you want to do that. But instead of sort of advertising and pandering for it, you know, we'll provide it on a shared basis as our contribution initially.
Abby Kiefer, who's considering becoming part of the Iceberg, estimates about 75% of what businesses, especially young ones, need help with is the same, whether that startup is a clothing line, a music label, or an editing service.
Helping to get a website going. It's helping to find funding. It's helping to find some sort of sourcing, doing marketing and messaging. And what did you try on Facebook that worked? And what did you place an ad with this company and did that work? And so some of those very basic things that take up a huge chunk of business development that we'll be able to collaborate with and learn from one another.
The Northwest Arkansas Entrepreneurship Alliance began seriously considering a space for a co-working environment in the fall and signed the lease for the large room at the Metro District Building just 2 weeks ago. For Abby Kiefer and for Jeanette Baliesa, a board member of the Alliance, the Iceberg has the chance to continue what is considered a regional heritage.
Sam Walton, J.B. Hunt, Don Tyson, those were startups not that long ago. I mean, this wasn't a region that has no history of growing business and growing business on a pretty big scale. And so if you look at some of those folks weren't 22-year-old college grads. They were at different points in their life and found success as they grew. And so I think this is just that, to a certain extent, some of us represent the next wave of that, but not necessarily it's just 22-year-old college grads.
Well, and the entry point for entrepreneurship, it just ranges. There are people who work and retire early at a larger corporation, mm-hmm. decide in their second half of their, instead of retiring, they're going to do a startup or they're going to mentor other startups. You know, we've got people who start their careers as an entrepreneur without even working mm-hmm. for anyone else. And I think that what a lot of companies are seeing is that to attract the youngest and the brightest, you have to be open to allowing those entrepreneurs to pursue their passions outside and in conjunction with the job that they're doing for your company, and that's how you keep people engaged.
And the Iceberg will offer complimentary tea and coffee for its members. More information can be found at buildingicebergs.com. Oh, and about that name?
Well, as entrepreneurs, we work really hard in long hours, and nobody really sees what we're working on or doing, and I started saying I'm building icebergs all the time.
You can hear Northwest Arkansas Entrepreneurship Alliance President Josh Clements and Vice President Mo Elliott explain the origin of the Iceberg name online at OzarksAtLarge.com.